Chapter 1. Leave Your Plow. It was when Janet died of ovarian cancer, eaten from the inside out, that Mike decided to go into the ministry. He was 49 at the time, the kids were through college and pretty much out on their own, and he was tired of going to a meaningless job and sitting in a cube. The corporation was all about appearances, and everyone was a salesman of himself. Mike did not relate to any of that. He was tired of it, the big talkers and the little doers, the endless tedious meetings with fancy PowerPoint presentations and posturing and jockeying for the floor, the competition. It all seemed so empty to him now, so pointless after his wife died, after he watched her die in agony, and he himself died a little inside watching her. His heart was for his family, and when Janet died, his heart was broken. Too broken to see any reason to go to work anymore just to pay for the house where he no longer felt at home. She had been the reason, he realized it now. He saw it clearly for the first time. She and the kids were the reason he crawled out of bed on frozen January days and scraped the hard frost off the windshield and dragged himself in for another day in paradise. There was one thing he'd always wanted to do, though, or thought he wanted to do, and that was some kind of ministry. Their life was structured around their community church, his and Janet's. Faith was like bread to them, like water. He loved God and the words of life, and the love of the cross was strong in him. It was his inspiration, his thought being. But ministry? Really? Actually, the idea had been suggested by many people over the years, including some of his pastors, but he was always too self-effacing to take it seriously. True, when he did readings in church, something strange happened to him. He went into the grip of something. He did not know what it was. Some people commented on it, on how much his reading meant to them, on how he seemed to make the words meaningful. Then there was the Bible study they asked him to lead. It turned out he was a bit of a natural, or at least everybody told him so. In any case, Mike had been thinking about the ministry for some time, somewhere in the back of his mind, more and more as the years went by and his job went round and round in circles. He and Janet used to talk about it. Was he being called? Was it possible even to have a call at his rapidly advancing age? Why not? It had happened to others, people they knew. He felt alive when he was at church and doing things, thinking about how to spread the good news. This stuff was exciting for him. His actual job? Not so much. Not that he wasn't grateful to have an actual job, but there wasn't any joy in it for him anymore. He was not an agent of change or serving the customer or whatever the company blather du jour happened to be. He was a fixer for management. He analyzed markets and helped them shape their forecasts and then correct course with year-end adjustments when things went awry, as they often did. 1% over budget in sales and plus territory for profitability. Amazing the things you can do with price increases and inventory adjustments. And you know what it was all about in the end? It dawned on him one day. It was about management getting their annual bonuses and not looking like idiots at the next shareholders meeting. His entire job was about that and only that. And this began to grind on him over the years. He saw CEOs come and he saw CEOs go. Good men, bad men, indifferent men. Some deserved bonuses and some deserved a kick in the pants. But it didn't seem to matter. They all got their bonuses in the end because they had Mike, and Mike knew how to make it happen. Then Janet died, and frankly, he was shaken. He went into a gray zone, and he stayed there for a long, long time. Getting up in the morning became harder and harder, and smiling at people who didn't smile back became positively painful, until he decided he'd had enough. Yes, he made that momentous decision they tell you never to make while you were still grieving. He would give up being one of the corporate dead in order to see if it was still possible to live. Mike told the kids what he was thinking. They were a little hurt when they realized it would entail selling the house they had grown up in, but they didn't protest very much. To tell the truth, they were still so much in shock over the loss of their mother that they lacked the strength or the will to resist him.